Father, as always, we thank you every time we gather together to fellowship with one another. We know truly our fellowship is with you as well. Let the light of your word shine into our hearts this morning as we lift up our hearts and our spirits in praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read some psalms and some praises. The scripture says, theme scripture today, two scriptures actually. You know, the first one is from Colossians chapter 3. That's right. And verse 16. And Paul, in the Spirit of God, encourages us to soak in, let the word of Christ, he said, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. I mean, why did the scripture here admonish us to use psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? Well, because there is so much power in the psalms, power in the scriptures. You can sing the psalms, you can sing any part of the scriptures, you can turn the scriptures into songs at any time. And that then it becomes a psalm, and you can admonish, you know, one another that way. We can also even, you know, speak to yourself. Even you speak to your own self. You know, one scripture commands us to encourage one another with these songs. Another commands us to use it on our own selves. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19 says that we can use the scriptures and the psalms on our own self, speaking to yourselves. Now, this is you speaking to your own self in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always, all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can use the psalms, you know, to admonish one another. You can use the psalms to admonish yourself. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, psalms, we know. Hymns, we know. But what are spiritual songs? Well, you know, this is giving you instruction in the spirit. Don't just be playing any song. You know, play any of these worldly songs. Play the songs that minister to your spirit. These are spiritual songs. You can actually sing the word of God. You know, we can sing many of the writings of dear brother Neil Frisby, who was my pastor for many years. So I often refer to his writings. Some beloved brethren made many songs out of those things because they're so encouraging. Now, those are spiritual songs. You can do yours too. People over the years have made songs out of scriptures, many songs, and, you know, choruses, so-called, that I know, many of them are taken from the Bible over the years. And these things are so powerful. I want to read through a psalm for us today. Powerful psalm. You know, one of my very, very favorite psalms. It's a long psalm. We're going to read through it, and we're going to talk through it and use it to admonish ourselves. That's what the Bible says here. Praise the Lord. And along the way, we trust that the Holy Spirit will bring out a few things, you know, to bless us. So we'll be reading through Psalm 18. Powerful psalm. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Now, as I read through any of these things, feel free to shout wherever you are. If you hear something that excites you, it's always a good thing. You know, he said, the Lord is my rock. David, he knew how to say these things. He knew how to praise the Lord. And you're going to see, you know, the impact and the effect of his prayers in a minute. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He is my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I mean, where do you get all these words from? Because he was always in the spirit of praise. When you are in the spirit of praise, the Holy Spirit will give you words to praise the Lord with. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You want to be saved from your enemies? Well, call upon the Lord. It's what the psalmist said. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell even compass me about, he said. The snares of death prevented me, but in my distress. Now, he knew where to go. See, he knew where to go. When he was in distress, when he was in situations that were when he was way over his head, enemies all around him, you know, King Saul always chasing him down, trying to kill him, running from pillar to post. How many times even his own family would rise up against him, you know, son and so on. You know, many times, you know, the story in Ziklag, you know, people came and carried away their wives and their children and everything. I mean, his soul was distressed inside of him. His soul was disquieting inside of him. He knew how to speak to him. So he knew how to speak to himself. And he said, look, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard me out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. Now, that's his testimony. Now, is it your testimony that when you cry unto the Lord, he hears you? Do you know it? Have you experienced him? Well, let's see if you know, can appreciate this. This man's prayer caused these things to happen that we're about to read. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then, because of his prayers, the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because the Lord was wroth on his behalf. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and it came down. Darkness was upon his feet, underneath his feet. He rode upon a cherub, and he did fly. My goodness, this man, in his prayer, he saw visions of glory. And he did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. And the brightness that was before him, even his thick clouds, passed. Hailstones, coals of fire issued out. The Lord also thundered in the heavens. The highest gave his voice. Hailstones again and coals of fire. He said it again. He sent out his arrows, yea, and he scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then, the channels of waters were seen and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breast of thy nostrils. He sent from above and he took me and drew me out of many waters and he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me and those who were too strong for me. My goodness. Can your prayer do this? Well, that's the admonition. Bible says, let's admonish one another in Psalms. Well, I admonish us today. Take a look at the effect, the impact that this man's prayer can have. I mean, he prayed and the Lord stood up. The Lord blasted, you know, coals and fire were kindled at his rebuke. He thundered with a voice out of the heavens. He sent lightnings. I mean, he did all these things because of one man's prayer. One man prayed and caused the earth to shake. Glory to God. Can you cause the channels of waters to break forth at your prayer? Can you, God asked Job, he said, can you lift up a voice to heaven and cause the rains to come upon you? Can you cause thunders? Can you cause lightnings? Can you cause the Almighty to stand up and blast with his nostril and cause coals of fire to be kindled because of your prayer? Can you do it? If you know how to do it, well, you know, God is not a respecter of persons. Now, let's see how David used to do it. You know, to the point that the Lord would always deliver him. He even went on to say, he prevented me in the day of my calamity. The Lord was my stay. You know, I mean, he did not allow my calamity to overwhelm me. He brought me forth also into a large place. Hallelujah. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Why did the Lord delight in him? Why did the Lord say that he would choose, or he had chosen this man's throne to set upon? Well, you know, I can say one thing, that this man knew how to praise the Lord. I mean, just look at all of his writings. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my high tower. He is my salvation. He's become my song. You know, he is my defense. He is my fortress. In him will I hide, under his wings, under his feathers. I mean, he just knew the right words to say in praising the Lord. Now, you know, when David prayed these kinds of prayers, the Lord flexed his arms. That's why David said, thy right hand and thy holy arm. I mean, the Lord, basically, David would visualize and see God flexing his muscles on his behalf. His right hand and his holy arm. You know, try it. You know, put your right hand arm like this and flex your biceps. Now, that's right. His right hand and his holy arm are gotten him the victory. Can your prayer make God do that? Can God show himself strong on your behalf because of your prayer? Well, the kind of prayer that gets God to do those things are not the whining prayers. They are the prayers that know how to exalt the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. They are the prayers that tell God how great he is. You know, Hezekiah, he learned it from his great-great-grandfather David. And he knew how to do the same thing. He went to God and said, look, you know, of a truth, they have thrown all those gods into the fire because there are no gods. So, therefore, they threw them in the fire. But thou art the very God that sitteth between the cherubims. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now, when you begin to tell God how great he is, my goodness, he will stand up on your behalf. And he did this for David. He said, the Lord rewarded me. Back to Psalm 18. I am now in verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. Now, that's a lesson too. You know, sometimes we wonder, you know, whether, you know, being in right standing with God, whether it has any reward. I mean, the devil will tell you, hey, what do you got to show for it? I mean, everybody is doing things this way. You're the only one that, you know, be different and everything. What you got to show for it? You know, they're getting ahead and you're not. Well, let him. The Bible says, look, who is he, you know, that obeyeth the voice of the Lord and obeyeth the word of God's servant and yet sits in darkness? Well, you know, if you think that's you, well, there is a solution to that. The Lord gave the solution. He said, let him stay upon his God. Hallelujah. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10. Who is it among you? I feareth the Lord, and obeyeth the voice of his servant, and still walks in darkness. We talked about times when you might be in darkness. We talked about that yesterday. There are times when you are in the light. You're just like on cloud nine, you know, on the mountaintop. And there are times when you are in the dark. And I told the people yesterday, when you feels like that, the psalmist, he wrote about it in Psalm 102. He said, look, there are times when I feel like a pelican, you know, in the wilderness. There are times I feel like an owl in the desert. There are times when I feel like I'm a sparrow upon the housetops. There are times when my days are declining like the shadow. I feel like the grass that is withered. What does he do in those cases? Well, you know, this is the secret of walking with God. Walking with God doesn't mean that, you know, that you're always going to be on top of the mountain. You know, many times, yes. But there will be times when your soul will be in distress. Could be because of situations around you. But what is your response? How do you respond? Well, one of the ways that David knew how to respond, if you read that Psalm 102 and see all the things he said about himself, you know, how he felt all alone, you know, how he felt like the grass that is withered, how he felt like a pelican in the wilderness, an owl in the desert, a sparrow on the housetop, and all of these things, you know. Then his answer, you can read it in Psalm 42. So why art thou distressed? Why art thou disquieted within me, O my soul? What am I going to do? I am resolved what I'm going to do when this cloud of gloominess that will come over me. I will yet praise the Lord for the help of his countenance. He told his soul. So, we're not doing that today. We are praising the Lord. Now, that's intentional. You can be intentional in stepping into the joy of the Lord. Or you can take a back seat, be passive, and let, you know, gloominess sweep in over you. And these things will come. But you got to push back. And if you know how to walk the praises of the Lord, you know, my goodness, when you can feel the moments when you feel like Psalm 102, then praise the Lord and he will refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. Hallelujah. That's the time to praise the Lord. Even more, when you are faced with crisis, when you are faced with a situation, I mean, Sammy said it many times, like, look, they surrounded me like bees, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. He always had this confidence, you know, he never doubted the Lord at all. Now let's get back to Psalm 18 and finish reading it. Powerful Psalm. He said, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. I think he recompensed me. Well, there was a time when his hands were not clean. And the Lord dealt with him too, you know. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before him, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Well, there was one iniquity that was horrible that he did. And unfortunately for David, most people, that's what they remember him by. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, as your sins, I mean, as the east is far away from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from you for my own sake, my own namesake. I have blotted out. See, the Lord blotted out those things because he repented before the Lord. You know, once, you know, Nathan was able to bring that out and show it to him like that, my goodness, you know, he got a hold of the Lord. Well, he great two great evils. First, he allowed his eyes to wander on a woman that was not his own. Another man's wife. That was a no-go area. Once he asked and he was told that somebody else's wife, that should have been the end of it. But he didn't do it. When he should have been out fighting the wars and the battles of the Lord, he was relaxed out on the rooftop. Well, the devil will find, you know what they say, he will find you a workshop for idle hands. Well, he should have been in the time when kings went out to war was when he was out relaxing. He used to be a man of war. If he had been out there in war, that would not have happened to him. But nevertheless, let's move beyond that because he paid for it dearly and God is done with it. God's done with that. You know, some people can never get over the fact of what somebody else did wrong. But God's done with it. God still chose David's throne to sit upon. Why? Because when we are around that throne, David's going to be making sure that we are praising the Lord. In fact, David gave commandments of how people should appoint singers, the sons of Asaph, and all the ones that knew how to, you know, praise the beauty of holiness, and how they should, you know, get the tambourines and the harp and the cymbals and so forth. You know, he knew how to do that. And he said, the Lord recompensed me, you know, and he dealt with me according to the cleanness of my hands in his own eyesight. Verse 25. With the merciful, he's talking to God now. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself mercy. Have we never read in the so-called Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy? Well, yeah. If you are merciful, the Lord will show mercy unto you as well. And with an upright man, show yourself upright. You know, if you deal with crookedness, well, crookedness will come back and bite you too. So let's be upright. With the pure, show thyself pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They will see the pureness of God. The froward, they will be turned backwards. Because you are froward and you are, you know, brash and unforgiving and cruel. Well, the Lord said, if you do not forgive, you know, and you use your words to slander and to crucify your brother, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. But if we turn our hearts towards the Lord, you know, he said the Lord will save his afflicted people. Well, when you are afflicted, what does the Bible say you should do? In the book of James chapter 5, you know, what did he say you should do when you are afflicted? That's God's prescription. If any man is afflicted, let him pray. If any woman is afflicted, let her pray. Don't go and get a gallon of chocolate ice cream. That's not going to help you. That's what a lot of people do. I see it on TV, you know, and they are afflicted. They go and get ice cream. They are depressed. You're going to be depressed even more. or when you are depressed, you go and pick up a phone and call your friend. That's not what the Bible says. When you are depressed, you know, when these things come upon you, and we have these mood swings. God is the only one that doesn't have mood swings. Why? Because the Bible says with him is no variableness or shadow of turning. That's mood swings. He doesn't go yo-yo. And we do most of the time. One day you are really great. Another day for no reason, out of nowhere, you know, this gloominess sets in. But if anyone is sick, he has a prescription. James 5 and 14. Let him call for the elders of the church. You know, James 5 and 13 also says, if any man is afflicted, let him pray. You know, that's what you should do. You know, if you are married, then sing psalms, you know, like we are doing today. And the Lord bless us tremendously in this, on this platform yesterday. So I figured, what better way to thank the Lord than to come back here today and read Psalms and just praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes people forget after a tremendous victory. They forget to come back and praise the Lord. But Jehoshaphat was one person. He was also, you know, a descendant generations down from David. And he knew, you know, how to praise the beauty of holiness. As a matter of fact, when Ammon, you know, children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir came up against them, three companies that overwhelmed them completely. You know the story, 2 Chronicles 20. How Jehoshaphat, having heard the exhortation from the young prophet, I said, you know, don't worry about it. The Lord is with you and he will fight for you. And you will not need to fight. And then Jehoshaphat set his eyes to praise the Lord and he worshiped, you know. And when he had worshiped, he gathered himself all the best, you know, singers. The people that knew how to praise the beauty of holiness and so on and so forth. And put them in front of the army. And of course, the Lord told them, you know, they rose up early. Bible say they went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And Jehoshaphat, he put the praisers in front of the army. And they got the victory, just like the Lord promised. But Jehoshaphat did not stop there. And I taught a lesson some months ago called the Wilderness of Tekoa. That's where they fought the battle, you know, and, you know, afterwards, they came back to the Valley of Berakah. So if you listen to the sermon, the Wilderness of Tekoa and the Valley of Berakah, that's what it was all about. You know, after they got the victory, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 26, you know, on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the Valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. See, and the name of the place was called the Valley of Berakah unto this day. So after a great victory, you got to come back and bless the Lord. After you fight the fight in the wilderness of Tekoa, and the Lord gives you the victory, then you got to come back to the Valley of Berakah. And you got to praise the Lord. And that's what we're doing today, because God gave us tremendous victory in this house yesterday on this platform. And so, you know, and when you know how to praise the Lord like that, because of what Jehoshaphat did, the Bible says, and his realm after that, he did all of that and praised the Lord, you know, after the battle was won, he came back. He didn't just go, you know, rejoicing. He remembered to praise the Lord and he commanded all the people to praise the Lord. And after he did that, the Bible says that in verse 30, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. So God gave him rest round about. See, when God does something for you and you return to give him the glory and the praise, then he does even more for you. It's like the 10 lepers. Jesus said, you know, where are the 9? There is not any of them that returned except this stranger. And then he turned to the stranger and said, you know, you are made whole. That's right. That means that particular one, no sickness ever came back on him. We don't know about those other 9, but, you know, I'm sure they were healed, but, you know, not this particular man that came back was not only healed of that leprosy, but made every way whole because he came back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God, we are told. Many of us, when it is time for us to pray, we really know how to get a hold of God when we are in distress. I mean, we'll pray, we'll speak in tongues, we'll do all of these things when we are in distress. But as soon as the thing is over, then we just forget the Lord, you know. But can you praise the Lord with the same intensity that you prayed when you were in the dark? And then he was coming for you to set you free, to bring you out of the miry clay. And if you know how to pray with the same intensity like that, and David was a man that knew that, he did that all the time. And so, returning to Psalm 18 here that we are reading, he said, you know, with the pure the Lord will show thyself pure, and the proward will show thyself proward. For thou will save the afflicted people, Psalm verse 27, and thou will bring down the high looks. Well, the Lord does that. You know, he even asked Job, can you look to everyone that is proud and bring him down like I can? And Nebuchadnezzar, he found out. He said, the Lord will bring down the pride. You know, everyone that is proud, he is able to abase. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, will light my candle. See, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will enlighten me, he said. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee, I wrote this verse. This has been a verse that has helped me from my youth and up. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I leaped over a wall. Run through troops, leap over walls, knock down barriers, you know, bulldoze anything that's in front of you. Yeah, by the power of the Lord you can do it. And I love this verse. You know, it has encouraged me as a young man up to you now. You know, it's look, you better get out of the way or I'm going to run you over. I'm going to let the devil put any roadblock, any mountain. I'm going to climb the mountain, get around it, knock down the barrier one way or another. I'm going through. Hallelujah. This was the posture in the mind of this young man, David. I run through troops. I leap over walls. You know, I mean, I destroy the bees that come against me, you know, swarm of bees. I mean, people look like bees. They come up against it. It doesn't matter. In the name of the Lord, I destroy them all. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord in our lives is always tried. The Bible says that concerning Joseph also. Say the Lord sent his word and tried him. And they put him in chains and fetters. It was the word of the Lord trying all those dreams that the Lord had given him. So the word of the Lord tried him, you know, and the Lord is a buckler to those. He will uphold you, will strengthen you. It's like a girdle. He will keep you together so you don't fall, you don't fall into pieces. You know, you don't become a basket case, you know. So the Lord is a buckler. He will hold you together. He's the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah. It's a song like that. The pillar that holds my life. It's that buckler. Put you together. Don't allow you to fall down to pieces. Hallelujah. Now, for who is the Lord? Who is God save the Lord? And who is a rocker like our God? It is God that girded me with strength, made my way to be perfect. He also maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon my high places. This man never forgets after he gets any victory that it's the Lord that does it for him. He even teaches my hands to war. This is the other verse I love. Teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. I mean, this man is almost like Samson in this case. He's saying, look, I can break a bow of steel. And did you know these things rubbed off with people around him. Bible calls them David's mighty men. One of them would take a spear, go out against 800, go out against the lion, do all of these things, smash through, companies to get him water to drink. I mean, this energy was just rubbing off on people around him till the point that they themselves became great and did great exploits. And he said, the Lord has given me the shield of salvation. And thy right hand has held me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, he knows how to sing those psalms, you know, and to just get in God's heart. That's why the Lord called him a man after my heart, you know, and he knew how the right words, knew the right things to say. Talked about the gentleness that made me great. He was the only one that understood that, you know, that it's the Lord's gentleness with him that eventually made him great. The Lord could have destroyed him, you know, when he committed that awful sin. The Lord was gentle with him. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I pursued after my enemies and overtaking them. You know, I did not turn again until they were all consumed. I wounded them. They were not able to stand. This man was a man of war. They are falling under my feet. But thou hast guarded me with strength unto the battle. You know, he wouldn't turn back from any battle. He didn't turn back from Goliath. Everybody else turned back. Even those who are seasoned soldiers. They cowered when they saw Goliath. But this young man, he said, I'm going up against him in the name of the Lord. They say, you can't do that. Say, why not? You say, well, you know, this man is a man of war from his youth. I mean, look at his spear and his, you know, shield. You can put this on and, you know, if you're going to go out there. He tried. He couldn't do it. He took that thing off, you know, in a hurry. Said, look, I haven't tried. This doesn't work for me. I'm going to go back to the place that works for me. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we always got to do. Lessons in the life of David. He went back to the brook. This was a place where he always knew that the Lord was my shepherd. Hallelujah. He went back to that same place and he talked to the Lord. Lord showed him some 5 stones that he picked out, you know. And he said, with this, the Lord told him, two, with this, you're good. And he took his sling and 5 stones. He went out against Goliath. And they said, you know, the man said, who am I? Are you come out against me with a staff and sling? What do you think I am? I'm going to have you. And David said, yeah, you said it. You know, I will have your head. You know, David said, look, this uncircumcised Philistine, he come out against the armies of the living God. David always knew how to, you know, shape the fight and, you know, shift the battle in his favor by making it the Lord's battle. Everybody else said, this man come out against the armies of Israel. David said, no, this man come out to blaspheme the armies of the living God. And he went out as a champion of the army of God. The other man came out as a champion of the armies of the Philistines. And so, of course, you know the story. David didn't back down. You know, even though his brothers, Eliab and the rest of them, they tried to discourage him. They said, what are you doing here? Go back home to those sheep. Who do you leave those sheep with? You come out here to look at the battle. And David said, battle? I don't see any battle going on here. All I see is you guys in the corner. And I see this man just, you know, blowing off smoke all day long. I don't see any battle. Leave me alone. And say, I know the pride of your heart. You come out to see the battle. Say, I see no battle here. I just see a bunch of cowards in the corner. Let me alone. I'm going to go and take this man out. Woo-hoo. King said, you can't do it. Say, why not? He said, look, the lion came up against me, took one of mine. I went after him. You did? You did what? You went after a lion? You got into a hand-to-hand combat? I mean, with a lion? He said, yep. I sure did. and, oh, you know, what are those scars on your hand? Say, well, you should have seen the other guy. I killed him off too. You know, and I got my, what was mine back. And again, when a bear rose up against me, likewise, you know, and this bear, when he rose up, it was bigger than this Goliath, you know. So the Lord already prepared him for that. And he said, look, don't worry about it. God delivered the lion to my hand. And that big giant Goliath, when he pounded his chest and rose up against me like that, he was just as big and even bigger than this Goliath. And I will finish this Goliath. Nobody could believe it, not even the king, that somebody that was not even trained in battle could have that kind of confidence. Well, David got that confidence by standing in the presence of the Lord with the psalms of praise. And he knew how the Lord was going to answer him. Glory to God. And the Lord did it for him. Praise God. He said, look, you know, the Lord is the one that causes my hands to fight, you know, and everything like that. You know, he makes even, you know, my feet like hind feet. Has given me the shield of salvation. I pursued my enemies and so forth like that, you know, and I beat them down. And he said, look, you know, the Lord has even delivered me from the strivings of the people. Hallelujah. You know, and he has made me to be head over the heathen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Head over the heathen. Praise God. Well, let me pick it up here and read it from verse 35. And I'm going to try to just read through the end of it now from verse 35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy right hand has holding me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps underneath me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaking them. Neither did I turn again till they were all consumed. I wounded them. They were not able to rise. They are falling under my feet. Thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou also hast given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, and there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the wind, you know, before the wind. And I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. That's right. And thou hast made, you know, they wanted to stone him at Ziklag. And thou hast made me head of the heathen. People whom I have not known shall serve me. I mean, look at all his declarations. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Woo-hoo. And strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid, even out of their closets. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. There's a song we sing out of that. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me also from my enemies. Yea, you know, the Lord hath lifted me above those that rise up against me. He did not deliver me into the hands of the violent man. My goodness. Goliath and everybody else, and even Saul and everybody that tried to take his life. You know, David got the victory over all of them. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance has the Lord given and does give to his king, and he showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Put your name there. You know, are the Lord giving you great deliverance? Are you one of his kings? Remember, Jesus is King of Kings. He's king over all the kings that he himself has appointed. He has appointed us priests and kings in the earth, and he's king over all his kings. And if you are a king, he says, yeah, great deliverance will he give to you. And he'll show mercy to you, anointed. Well, are you anointed? Well, 1 John chapter 2 and 27 say, the anointing which you have received is no lie. The same anointing will teach you all things. You've been anointed by the Holy Ghost. And so this anointing that was upon David, the sure mercies of David is what it's called. Same is upon you. And the same goodness and grace that God put upon David, we can receive the same. I'm going to read through one more psalm quickly. I'll just read through that one and not make too much comment about it. But I just want to read through it. Psalm 27. Other declarations that David loved to make. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble shall hide me in his pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, O Lord. Put not thy servant away in anger. And thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are raising up against me, and even such as breathe out cruelty. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that's the reading of the Psalms today. According to the scriptures, we're commanded to use the Psalms to admonish one another. And I pray that you are encouraged by these Psalms. I pray that you are encouraged by the way that David approached many things. And he knew how to use psalms of praise, command the victory for himself. Because he understood the great things that praising the Lord can accomplish. Lift up your heads, he says in Psalm 24, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He answered his own question. He knew how to bless the name of the Lord. He knew how to exalt his name. Psalm after psalm after psalm. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth in the midst of the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is high above all the peoples, you know, holy in all his works, righteous in all his ways. I mean, he just went on and on and on and on. I encourage you, according to the words of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, Use the Psalms to encourage yourself. Sing the Psalms to yourself. Sing even spiritual songs. Take a verse of scripture, make a song out of it, and sing it to yourself as a spiritual song, you know, and bless the name of the Lord. In addition, I commanded to use it to encourage one another, such as I have done today. I'm going to say a quick prayer over the room, and I'm going to leave it there for comments and others who would like to have a psalm to read. Praise the name of the Lord. What is it then when you come together? You may have a psalm, you may have a hymn, you may have a spiritual song. You know, as long as it is done decently and in order. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many, many wonderful psalms over the years, centuries, have been turned into songs that we now sing. You know, many scriptures have been turned into songs that we now sing. You know, the so-called song of Moses in Exodus chapter 15. We sing it now. The Lord is my strength, you know, and my song is become my salvation. He's my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. You know, we sing these things as songs. You can take any scripture at any time the Holy Spirit move upon you. You know, you can turn it into a song. It becomes a spiritual song. You can take any powerful prophetic writing, you know, turn it into a song. It becomes a spiritual song. I begin to sing it. I'm making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. And it will strengthen your heart. It will encourage you. And because the Lord, you know, dwells in the praises of his people, when you are doing that and praising the Lord like that, you know, then he will move. See, he will move upon your heart. Holy Spirit will begin to move even more upon your soul, your spirit, when you know how to praise the Lord. And no matter what confronts you, you will win. Brother Frisbee wrote a powerful scroll. We call it scroll number 70. From top to bottom. Powerful praises. You know, and showing the power of praise. To the point that he even said, you know, even heart disease stands no chance against you when you know how to praise the Lord. Even the ground will sing underneath you. Your complexion will begin to shine. Your eyes will see more clearly. The dullness of years will disappear. All these things by praising the Lord. If you know how to praise the Lord in confidence. Next time I'm going to read through that scroll in its entirety for some of you to hear and to enjoy it. The power of the blessings of God that are in praises. By praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. Well, that glory, the reason it comes through praising the Lord is because that's where God dwells. Praise exalts the Most High. And it allows his spirit to flow through us. Praise also renews the youth and strength. And it gives us faith and allows the Holy Spirit to speak to us. When you praise him at intervals, you'll drive back demon spirits. And when you continually praise the Lord, it will cause even your heart to be in satisfaction. He will deliver your soul in satisfaction. And when you feel withered like the grass, when your days feel declining like the shadow, then you praise the Lord, and He will refresh you in the breeze of His Spirit. Father, I thank you, Lord, for today. As we praise you, Lord, for victories in our lives and the amazing visitation that we had in this room yesterday, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we go in the strength of this joy. Hallelujah. We go in that strength from day to day and from glory to glory. And we believe, Lord, that the praises, the garment of praise is upon us. Now, I pray that the Lord will take away the burden of heaviness, swap that out with the garment of praise, even as it is written in the scriptures. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Take away that heaviness and to give you a garment of praise instead, so that you may become a planting of the Lord, even trees of righteousness, that He might be glorified. Lord, give ashes for beauty to those who are in sorrow. Give the oil of joy to those who are in mourning, according to the words of Isaiah 61 and verse 3. And give the garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness, and cause your people to shine forth in the praises of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.